something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina. I am absolutely delighted to have Mrs. Smart Money HQ from Instagram back on the line today. Hi, Kel, how are you?
Hi, Trina. It's great to be back on.
Have you saved a lot of money since the last time we spoke?
Still working away, plugging away at the things that I want to get. Like, we recently got solar panels put in, which is something there's no way I would have afforded if we weren't saving and keeping all the good habits in place. Yeah.
Delighted. Is that a big money saver overall?
Huge. I can't believe how much our bills have dropped already, and it heats the water, it helps us charge the car. They're brilliant. Absolutely love my solar panels.
If anybody doesn't know or anybody isn't familiar with Kel, Mrs. Smart Money HQ on Instagram, and she is unreal with money. I mean, she can literally make a tenner last year for a week. She's unbelievable. And we spoke before, Kel, about your book and the fact that you save 27 grand in a year. I still can't believe that. 27 grand in a year. And you inspired me, actually, the last time you were on. I was telling you about, why do I have two cars in the family? And when I got off the phone from you, we sold the other car. So we're down to one car
now.
Yeah, down to one car. So hopefully your tips have been getting through to other people as well, and getting rid of things that they don't need that are costing them money, like the tax and the insurance and all the different things. Now, I just wanted to speak to you because you got in a comment on your Instagram, and it was somebody saying this, I love your tips, but my eyes roll when I hear you talking about no spend days. I get pleasure out of spending and life is short. So, Kel, talk to me about this. First of all, explain to us, for anyone who doesn't know, what a no-spend day is.
Yeah, and look, we'll go through this, but we'll start off, to put it in context, I suppose, for anybody who doesn't know what a no-spend day is. A no-spend day is any day where you do not spend money unless it's on groceries or essential bills, because you need to eat and you need to keep your roof over your head and everything ticking over that way in the background. But the no spend day, the idea behind them is it's to help curb the spending we do when we're tired or we're bored or it's the end of the week and you just kind of want to treat yourself, that kind of thing, the kind of stuff that you forget after a week, or it might end up in landfill in another month or two time, the things that don't necessarily bring value to you, but we just get into a habit and a rut of impulse buying different things. So where the no spend days do is they make you slow down and think, okay, well, I work hard for my paycheck and I'm tired now and I want to get a takeaway, or I see this lovely shirt on sale. If you're having a no spend day, it forces you to slow down and go, well, is this value for money? Is this going to make my life a bit better? And when the comment came in, I totally get it, because a no spend day is not for everybody, right? There'll be plenty of people who will never do a no spend day in their life and they'll get on just fine. But no spend days in themselves, if you want to save money or if you want to get rid of a debt or save for a home deposit, it's a really, really brilliant tool to use, because it keeps your life ticking over and it gives you everything you need and want, but it just slows down on the stuff that you don't need so much. You can channel towards the things that will actually bring value. And her line was brilliant. So I get pleasure from spending and life is short. And I totally get it, because there is a joy in getting nice things and there is a joy in spending. But where I kind of encourage people is to figure out your why. I try not to get too deep into this now, but a no spend day is a how. And a how is a tool you use to get to where you want to go. So if you want to save up for a deposit for your house, that's your why. That thing that means more to you than anything else in the whole wide world, that will just make everything else seem okay if you get it. That's your why. And when you have that and your why is strong enough, well, then something like a no spend day is a very logical thing to do, because it helps you get your why.
Yeah.
And then it makes the other things pale in comparison. Yeah. If your why is strong enough.
This is how it worked for you as well, because your whole why was you wanted to be at home with your children more and not commuting, you know, long distances into work, spending your whole life in traffic, getting that time with your children while they were small. That was your why, and your how was doing these no spend days, because they all added up, and then by the end of that year you had saved 27 grand, which allowed you to quit your job and stay at home with your children. So I suppose it's just about breaking the days down one by one, isn't it? And thinking, okay, if there's something if I really need a pair of shoes, yeah, get your pair of shoes. But if it's just buying a top just because you kind of see it and you're not even mad about it, what's the point in doing that?
That's it exactly, Trina. And it's just like everybody, they work so hard for their money. And that money that comes in at the end of the week or the month has to pay for everything. And if you could just think, okay, well, look, yeah, I do need a pair of shoes. Yes, get them by all means. But if it's not bringing the value, if your money doesn't work as hard for you as you did to get it in the first place, then query, do you need it in the first place?
Yeah.
And that's where those spend days are really powerful, but you're bang on there.
I noticed another comment that somebody made as well, and it was somebody saying, I used to get excited about payday because I could catch up on my bills, but now I get excited when I reach my targets and my goals. So it's about kind of shifting that mentality, isn't it, into thinking, right, how do I get closer to that goal? I do that by not wasting money.
Exactly. And it's just switching the pleasure and switching the excitement from the impulse of, ah, cool, I have this thing now this minute, even though I didn't even know I wanted it 2 minutes ago, to, do you know what, I really want the nicer car, like, you know, a car that is not breaking down all the time, or I really want to have a home of our own, or, do you know what, it could be the trip to Disneyland, to be able to go have the money saved up beforehand and have that trip of a lifetime to Disneyland, whatever it is that means more to you, that's where you start focusing your attention. Because life is short, and it's too short to waste on things that don't matter.
You must have quite the following now, Kel, do you, of people who've actually implemented these changes since you've been giving your tips on Instagram, because they're brilliant. They would inspire you.
Oh, thank you so much. I just have a few followers, but it's a brilliant community on here. I have to admit, the enthusiasm and the support and the positivity of people who are going, do you know what, I've had my credit card for ages, it's stressing me out, I'm going to get rid of it. And you can just see the progress, and it's amazing to see what people can do when they put their minds to it.
And I think the fact the shops have been closed in the last year, say the Penny's addicts, maybe they won't need to go into Penny's as often as they did before. They'll do one big burst of shopping and then they might leave it for a while, because yeah, you do go in for a pair of socks and you spend 100 quid. One final question for you, Kel, if anyone didn't hear our first interview we did a while back, were you always good with money?
No. Really short answer. I would have been the typical 20 something who lived. I didn't necessarily get into massive debt because of credit cards. I did get caught with the last recession quite badly, along with how many other people, but I would have always lived right up to my paycheck. So I never really got to save. And then when the recession hit and our house was worth half what it was, and then I realized how vulnerable I was because I had no savings and I was living from month to month, and that scared me so much. And I'm like, that cannot happen again. And that's when I started learning more about money.
Good woman. Well, you can follow her there on Instagram. This is Smart Money HQ. Lovely to talk to you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, Trina.
It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.